coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Friday, the 28th day of January, 2022. There's so much to get into today. Where do you start? All right. We've got Mr. Bobblehead, Mr. Potato Head, as the selected resident in chief in the White House, screwing international politics up worse than anyone ever has before. And I would toss, people like FDR in there too. But seriously, when you're sitting as the president of the United States and you're talking to a foreign leader, for example, the dust up, which you're not going to hear on the news because big tech has censored this. The news being, of course, the conversation with the Ukrainian president. Biden telling the Ukrainian president, hey, Russia is going to invade, in February, as soon as the ground freezes up, right? And continuing talking and such. And the reports, as reported accidentally, briefly on CNN, the Ukrainian president told Biden to calm down. Calm down. Quit stirring the pot. Quit. You are making things worse. You are not going to hear this anywhere because big tech has censored it. The media has censored it. That's what's going on right now internationally. And people, who voted for this ass clown? Who voted for this guy? The ice cream magnate. Sitting behind the Resolute desk, right? It's just absolutely a cluster. All right, I don't know how much more he could, keep the buttons away from Biden or his handlers. They want war. Folks, look, the globalist neocon handlers and the people, they want a war. Don't forget depopulation. This is part of it. We're going to be getting into depopulation here momentarily. And in the meantime, in addition to that, look, people are pushing back. Here's another thing you're not going to hear about on the news. Up north, in Canada, joined by truckers here in the United States, the biggest convoy in history. In history. To protest mandates. Not mask mandates, not vax mandates, the illegal mandates, period. Meanwhile, little Castro, little Fidel, Justin Trudeau, is hiding under his desk, wetting his red diaper. Yes, you see what I did there? Wetting his red diaper. Because he doesn't want any part of these truckers coming in, and he's self-isolating for 5 days. Oh, wait a second. He's triple vaxxed, quadruple vaxxed. I think he suckles on the end of a syringe, right? Or so he says. And what? He can't come out because he can't come out and face the music.
The vax teat.
Yeah, that's right. He suckles on the vax teat. Fauci's vax. Man, you're on fire today, Eric the Tech. I'm an angry man today.
Fauci just straps it on.
The Fauci strap on. $9.95. Available commercials at night, right, on TV. By the way, this morning, it was like 3-4 in the morning, I was in my office going through some stuff. So I was flipping through the channels. You know what kind of commercials they have on at that hour? Seriously, they advertise like sex toys and stuff. When did that start? I mean,
since forever.
You know, like a whole, what do they call those? Infomercials for like an hour. I thought, man, you know, did I stumble? Because we just have, it's just the basic stuff, except for the news package. But I was like, holy moly, man. Anyway, so you're not going to hear that on you're not going to hear about anything about the massive convoy, record-setting convoy in Canada, right? Because they don't want you to know. Oh, it's a couple of trucks. Oh, it's like a couple, you know, two or three, you know, a couple hundred people. No, it is in your face. We are sick and tired of this crap. We are here and you're going to deal with us. And that's the way it should be. Where in the hell are, how about the men in America standing up and saying, you know what? What, Canada's going to show us up? Crap. And then, of course, you know, I lost a friend, a Houston police officer back in 1991. And in fact, on the day that I got married, that passed away, he was shot. Yesterday, Houston lost another cop, others injured. But you know what makes it worse? And by the way, Bruno, God bless you. That's the gentleman I spoke of that I lost. Suspected Houston cop is an illegal alien. And isn't it something the mainstream, the legacy, the puke media, they don't, you know, where are you going to hear this? Where are you going to hear this? You know, here's the thing, folks. We've got to break, and I mean bust, destroy the mainstream media. I don't know how we do it. If it was a thing, take a hammer to it and bust it up into a gazillion pieces. But they're part of the problem. A big part of the problem. And you know, too, Anthony Blinken, that little weasel. Tony Blinken. Tony Fauci, Tony Blinken. Wink and blink and nod, right? Blinken, of course. Essentially acting as a facilitator for all this foreign invasion that we're experiencing. So that's some of the things. And you know, you can't, and I'll tell you the other thing too. All right. People, I'm sick of talking about the coronavirus, this biological weapon that's a bioweapon. And for the love of God, for everything that is holy, I want to know why people can't understand that this is a bioweapon. Why the people can't understand that the jab is a bioweapon. Tell me why. Are you so brain dead? Do you have your head so far inside that rectal cavity that you can't understand that this was deliberately released upon the population and the jab is equally a bioweapon? It is not a vaccine, no matter how many times you want to call it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. And Fauci and Gates and Klaus Schwab and Francis Collins and Ralph Baric, you should be tried for war crimes. And every single damn doctor, physician, if you have an MD or DO after your name and you are withholding early treatment of known pharmaceuticals that clear up this bioweapon or effectively treat it, and you refuse to, then the American people or the people, whoever is listening to this, should hold you personally accountable. And if the courts don't, the people should. We might have to reuse some rope. Real quick, I'm going to thank everyone for that's taking part of the fundraiser. There's four parts, two parts that were released yesterday, two more parts forthcoming. In fact, what's that? Okay, they're done. They're done. Thank you. I can't keep. I'm so angry. I can't even keep. But thank you. So for those of you who have contributed, if you go to HagmanReport.com, click on the banner on the right, and all the information is there. If you haven't received your email, let us know. But you should check your spam folder first, and then if you send in like a check, if you have an email address with that, give us a day. If you didn't send your email address, well, that's a problem. Let us know your email address, okay? And we'll match it up with what we received, and then we'll give you the link. It's a tremendous information download. It's a conference, 6 hours, roughly, 6 hours plus some documentation. We thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. All right.
And if you haven't gotten it yet, we'll leave the portal open for a couple of weeks for people to get in.
That's right.
If they're trying to save some money or do whatever.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. We are going to do that. And we thank you. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Look, I've already taken time up from Austin Brower, but I'm going to tell you something. If I didn't do this up front, you know, I'd be just bouncing throughout the time that we have together. But here's what I want you to do, folks. I talked about the early treatment stuff. A key to fighting off whatever this bioweapon is, whatever these mad men, mad women, mad individuals, mad units put on us, there's a key here. And the key is the best supplement you can take. Period. Is Health Masters. Healthmasters.com. That is the best. Look, I have taken so many. This is by far the best. My wife, when she had problems with her vitamin D levels, this is like, what, 5 years ago? I'm going to explain this to you. Okay, the doctor called and said, you got to get your vitamin D levels up. So the first thing that she did, now this is actually longer than that. I don't remember. It was a number of years ago. The doctor prescribed this vitamin D for her, and she said, I don't want to take this. So she tried like, I don't know, five different brands of vitamin D. And it was like 30 days test. At like the fourth month, the doctor called and said, are you taking this vitamin D? I mean, there's something wrong with you, man. She didn't say, you know, she didn't. Well, the next month, I think it was like 3 months, two months. And she mixed all kinds of supplements, you know, vitamin Ds. 2 months it was. The third month, she took Health Masters. So, and got her blood tested. And the doctor called and said, you know what? I could tell you're taking vitamin D, the prescription, vitamin D. I could tell. And she said, yeah, right, okay. And the fact is, she was taking Health Masters D3, K2. Period. True story. All right. These supplements make all the difference in the world. I'm not making any claims, but I'm going to tell you right now, folks, you need these more than ever. Times are getting rough. It's going to be a bumpy road. And you know what? I don't know. They could shut down Health Masters. They could say, you know what? Nutritional supplements, we're not going to allow these to be sold. I mean, look what they did to early treatments. Folks, please do so now. Go to healthmasters.com. Stock up. Stock up. Do that for me, okay? All right, I'll shut up now. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Let's talk. Go ahead. In fact, I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. Just take it, and I'm out of here. I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm, you know. Go ahead. No, seriously. Good to see you, buddy.
Great to be on the show, my friend. And yeah, you know, the crazy part about it is, you know, I've heard a lot of people make discussions and say, well, they won't, you know, they'll never ban this and they'll never ban that. Dude, we've already seen literally troves of information on nutritional supplements and nutritional topics be completely banned. I mean, look at what they've done on YouTube now. There's another basically Fox host that has now been completely banned on YouTube because he put up a video about research that was showing that the masks don't work at all to stop COVID as far as the cloth paper mask that everybody wears. We saw in 2020, that they literally censored anyone that talked about vitamin C or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Any option got banned. And they did the same thing with N-acetylcysteine. That's why we have been so aggressive with making sure we keep our stockpile up of N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine is unbelievably important for the lung tissue. And yet the FDA came in and made Amazon pull it off and started telling everybody that they weren't going to be able to sell it as a nutraceutical or the natural supplement. And then sure enough, we all pushed back and FDA has kind of taken the back seat now on that, but we have no idea as far as what they're going to do. And so I just encourage everybody, continue to keep your body strong. And we do have, again, this Purple Sticks back in stock. I want to remind everybody that because I had so many emails for months on end because we were out for so long. And one thing interesting about him, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's really into survival. And he told me, he said, dude, one of the reasons why I love these, he goes, because he likes to go camping a lot. And he'll go off out in the woods for like 2 or 3 days, like straight survival camping, like got a rucksack on and he just goes, just disappears for a while. So pretty cool dude. And he said he loves the Purple Sticks because he normally takes numerous supplements from me. He said, but when he's out there in the woods, as anybody knows that goes camping, weight is a huge factor when you're going out hiking and camping or you're going up in the mountainous area because you start packing up too much gear. Well, you got to carry all that gear around. And he said most of the time he doesn't like to carry a bunch of supplements and he's only gone for a couple days. He said, but he still has to have adequate amounts of his B vitamins, you know, to help out with energy and so forth. And so what he said he started doing now was he started packing the Purple Sticks because, I mean, they're super small. They're super thin. You can pack 4, 5, 6 of them in a tiny little spot in your backpack and never even know you have them. They're lightweight. And then what he does is in his purified water, he mixes in a packet of it in the morning and then another one later on in the afternoon and continues to use them to keep the methylated B vitamins up along with the Amazon energy extract that's in it. And he said it gives him a ton of energy, keeps his endurance really strong, keeps his basically mental acuity really good from the B12. And yet he doesn't have to pack some huge gear bag with him basically to go out into the woods. So they're really good from a survival standpoint. They're really good to keep in a grab and go or a bug out bag. They're really good also just to keep in your vehicle if you're wanting a pick me up in the middle of the day and you don't want to suck down a bunch of horrific, you know, Mountain Dew or Monster Energies or Red Bulls, all that stuff. That, I mean, with the artificial flavors and the sucralose and the sugar and just all this junk they put in it. Plus a lot of those, dude, they got 200, 300, 400 milligrams of caffeine in some of those, which is not at all healthy for your heart. And there's really no significant nutrient density. Ours have a full spectrum B vitamin in it, you know, from B6 to B12 to niacin. So they really help out with overall energy. And again, I did activate the Doug5 coupon, which you can use on the Purple Sticks right now to make sure everybody has access to stockpile them up if they need them, because they are a product that we're very, very hard to keep in stock because they taste so good and they actually work and they're clean. I saw a review from another company that tried to knock these off and they were selling them for much cheaper. They didn't have near the nutritional density to them. But one of the funny part about it was I was reading some of the reviews and the reviews were talking about how horrible this other formula tasted that knocked off the Purple Sticks. And then one of the guys even put a review in. He said, man, he said, I'm trying to find more of the Acai Energy Boost Purple Sticks because I've been out for 3 months and I tried to replace them with this new product and it tastes horrible. I already sent them back and I don't want them. So again, we've worked with the company very, very hard to make sure they produce a super high quality, good tasting product that you can pretty much take with you everywhere that really, really is convenient. So I want to give everybody a heads up on that. And one thing, too, to touch base into what you were saying earlier.
Wait a second. On the Purple Sticks, I just want people to know. Order them tonight because as soon as we get done here, I'm going to be ordering like a pallet, okay, of those. I'm telling you, folks, order those as soon as you can because I'm going to wipe them out. And I miss the 80s so much. I borrow Eric the Tech's DeLorean. I rifle through his pockets and I get a $100 bill. I roll it up and I snort the Purple Stick from the hood of the DeLorean. That's how much I miss the 80s. I'm kidding, of course, but those work very well, especially, you know, if you don't like to drink water, flavor it with the Purple Stick. I'm telling you what, it's fabulous and gives you a good pick-me-up. I didn't mean to take your time, but that stuff is like, you know, liquid rocket fuel. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I hear that from a lot of people. I try to encourage people, you know, drinking adequate water is absolutely crucial from an overall health standpoint. The problem is a lot of people don't like drinking flat water, just plain water. They say it has no taste. It's not exciting. I've never really cared about anything like that. I've just drunk water my whole life, especially when I was back in bodybuilding. Water is just essential for life. But for the people that really don't, you're absolutely right. It's a great alternative. You can mix in a packet with a 10, 20, 30, 40 ounce jug of water that you keep with you, and you can continue to drink it throughout the day, and it has a great flavor, and you're getting adequate B vitamins. So again, that option's on the table. We have them in stock. Be sure to check them out at Health Masters. And what you were saying earlier, and I was kind of laughing about Trudeau, how he put out this tweet, how he came in contact with somebody that tested positive. He didn't test positive, and he's been triple vaxxed, but he's going to self-isolate for 5 days now while these truckers are going up there. And you nailed it, Doug. This is the longest truck convoy in recorded history. I think they're saying now this is upwards of like 35 kilometers long. I mean, there's like 50,000 trucks in this whole region that are coming up there now and driving around, and they're done with it. These drivers, everybody's done with it. And you can actually see the tide starting to turn now with people that are just absolutely over the nonsense with this, because people have pretty much gotten the memo now. Even people that had their head in the sand, or they followed a lot of the mandates and they ignorantly did things like got the shot, a lot of them now have realized this entire thing's been a scam. And to even show it and take it a step further, to show you the stupidity of what they're trying to do. And this is one of the reasons why the truckers are getting so aggressive. Canada and Quebec now has gone full-blown authoritarian as they demanded that all businesses over 1,500 square feet now require vaccine passports to enter. Now here, this is the crazy part. They've officially banned unvaccinated individuals over 12 years of age from shopping at big box stores, including Walmart and Costco. However, if you're accompanied by a health warden, they will supervise your every move and allow you to purchase extremely limited goods like medicine, but you are not allowed to purchase anything else. This is actually the decree from the almighty Quebec government. For pharmacies located in big box stores such as Walmart or Costco, an unvaccinated must be accompanied at all times during his or her travels by an employee of the business, the pharmacy, or a health warden. For the purpose, the decree reads, the person may not purchase any products other than those related to the pharmaceutical service they are receiving. So just to get this straight, in order to go into Walmart and Costco and shop now, you have to stop at the front and show them your medical history on your phone, basically showing that you have your COVID passport. But if you don't have your COVID passport and you need to go to the pharmacy in Walmart, you can get a health warden to follow you around like you're a five-year-old child and accompany you and make sure you don't buy anything else in Walmart except for your pharmaceutical drugs in order to keep you sicker. And then they escort you out of the building. So you still go into Walmart, you still interact with people, you still purchase things, but you have a health warden to make sure you don't turn around and walk to the aisle right behind you and get some socks that you really needed because your feet were getting cold. That's not okay. You can't do that. That's against policy now. The level of ignorance and stupidity has gone so far that it is astounding to me that anybody actually believes what's going on. To take it a step further, just to show you the level of ignorance that we're seeing here in the United States. Of course, as you were talking earlier, Fauci and his teat likes to feed everybody, including Trudeau, came out a week ago when I talked about it on the show saying that FDA is getting ready to approve Pfizer's injection for 6 months old to four-year-old children. They're going to need three injections for the COVID shot in order to be fully vaccinated, six-month-old to four-year-olds. I talked about it in detail. Well, to show you the level of ignorance that the United States has stooped to now, the fact we even listen to somebody this compromised and this controlled and this absolutely willfully aggressive against the American populace, the Swedish health organization and agency is in Sweden. They have announced yesterday that they will not be recommending children ages 5 to 11 get the COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstances because the benefits do not outweigh the risk. The agency spokesperson said, with the knowledge we have today, with the very low risk for severe disease for kids, we do not see any clear benefit of vaccinating 5 to 11-year-olds, and we do not recommend it. Now, it's crazy. Here in the United States, The CDC data, their own data shows that children make up less than 0.1%, which in a clinical study, that would be determined as clinically insignificant, less than 0.1%. You'd have the greater than or less to sign beside it, meaning it's nothing. There is no clinical reference to that number. It's not, there's no relevancy to it whatsoever. 0.1% of COVID deaths have been children since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020. That date, 259 children out of allegedly 860,000 people that have died have been children. 259 children. And majority of those that I looked at weren't even related directly to COVID. They died with COVID. And what's crazy about this, Sweden, whose COVID death rate is 40%, 43% lower than the US, says a COVID vaccine does more harm than good for children 5 to 11. But yet in the US, we're placing vaccines on 5 to 11 year olds and now saying 6 month to 4 year olds need to be injected and 2 year olds need to wear masks and toddlers need to eat lunch outside in winter weather. Who follows the science, my friends? And so I wanted to bring that up just because it's so disturbing to me to see the level of ignorance that has infested the United States minds and the fact that we actually think this is okay, that we're taking a full experimental RNA injection and we're shooting it into 6 month old to 4 year olds, already 5 to 11, because there's a upper respiratory virus that's floating around. Even in France now, the French judge that was dealing with a lawsuit over the life insurance policies, they have now stated that the life insurance companies in France do not have to pay out life insurance policies if the individual died from a COVID-19 injection side effect, adverse event, because they said it is an experimental drug, it is an experimental shot, and because you chose to take an experimental shot, that voids your life insurance contract. That's going on in France right now. So that should give everybody a real clear indication that nobody under any circumstances needs to be an experimental guinea pig for this shot, much less 5 to 11 year olds, and especially 6 month to 4 year old Dougs. That's where we're at right now. This is why the Canadian truckers are having such a fit. This is why so many people are starting to push back and wake up all across the country. And it's time the United States turns around and says, no more, we're done. Basically, piss off, U.S. government. We're no longer going to follow your moronic mandates anymore. We're going to live freely like Americans already do. England, doggone, kicked us in the face and, you know, said nanny, nanny, boo-boo. They turned around and turned off all their mandates with a flip of a switch now. But yet the United States, we're still talking about wearing masks and getting in arguments when I go to hospitals down here in Florida because they hand me this little paper-thin mask that you can see light through. So you need to wear this while you walk in the hospital. And I'm like, dude, kick rocks. Don't tell me what to do. This is the level of stupidity that's ensued the populace. And it's time now. Everybody starts getting very, very vocal and pushing back with everything they have done.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to tell you right now. You think I'm angry now? Okay, come at me with a mask or tell me to put a mask on. Ain't happening. All right. So, call the cops, do whatever, but get away from me. End of story. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. If it's a condition, if it's a private employer or a private business that mandates the mask by way of their corporate or company policy, you know what? You're not getting my business, all right? So end of story is right. And Quebec up there, you got to be kidding me. What are they thinking? Yeah, I would drop kick or attempt to drop kick, depending on how big or wide in girth the door person is, right through the plate glass window. You're gonna deprive me. And you know, I don't care what people say. All right, it's time to start fighting back. You're right. And if we don't fight back, shame on us. And as far as these kids are concerned, which you mentioned, what in the hell is wrong with people with their children? I mean, you're telling me, and Austin, help me understand this, okay? People have people hear from the FDA that ivermectin is horse paste, when in fact it's given to human beings, off-label use. It does act as an antiviral. They demonize it as horse paste, yet they are 100% fine with an experimental mRNA jab. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
That right there, Doug, is the epitome of irony right there, where you have a drug that was approved by the FDA for human consumption in the 80s with virtually no known side effects, ivermectin, other than like gastric distress or diarrhea if you take too much of it. Ivermectin, been used now for well over 30 years with virtually no side effects. And they come in now, and doctors came in and they said, listen, we're treating patients with ivermectin. It works in the same mechanism to fight COVID. It's actually really, really effective. Everybody goes, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. The only thing that's safe and effective, and it's experimental RNA gene therapy shot that has never been tested for longer than 2 months. That is the only thing you can do right now to treat COVID. You cannot do anything else with it. If you say anything else, it's misinformation, and you basically are going to be basically just taking your medical license away from you. You're not allowed to talk about anything. That literally has been one of the biggest things that has blown my mind. You got all these talking heads, I mean, just blasting Joe Rogan, blasting other people that are on social media if they even mention anything about ivermectin. I personally took ivermectin when I had COVID, and I took it later on. I should have taken it earlier. I took it later on, and it helped knock it out in conjunction with the C and the zinc and the quercetin and the D3. I still have ivermectin on hand that I got a prescription for, and I will continue to keep it long-term if I ever need it for something. On top of that, it's a very good anti-parasitic drug. Yep. If you end up getting exposed to something and you get, you know, parasites really, really bad, you need to get rid of them immediately, and you don't have access to anything else. And so that is the part two, though, when you said that. It is so far blown my mind. Ivermectin been out for over 30 years, shown to work very effectively and very safely for that period of time. RNA gene therapy experimental shot that basically causes the spike protein to stick into the endothelial cell walls of the blood vessels and cause blood clots, directly linked to blood clots now. I mean, even Pfizer came out and Moderna, they came out and they said, well, there's a possibility this thing can start causing heart attacks. Remember the list that got leaked a month before it got approved? The whole list, and it said side effects to look out for from the RNA injection blatantly. And it was a list of like 40 different things, including heart failure, myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots. That it went down and talked about every single thing that people have been experiencing after the shot. Pfizer had it on a slideshow, and basically the FDA had it so they could review it and look at it. They blatantly said what it's going to do to people. Yet, oh, that's totally, you need to get that shot because, man, you take ivermectin, that you're taking horse paste. Oh, you're an idiot. You're taking, you know, livestock drugs. And I'm like, you're an idiot. You're taking gene therapy that's never been approved for human usage. It's emergency use authorization, you moron. They still haven't approved it. They approved it under a completely different name for a completely different vaccine that hasn't even been manufactured yet now. That's how they allegedly got their full approval now by the FDA, and it's not even approved for what people are getting injected with right now. And you got Fauci coming out saying, we're going to start injecting 6-month-old to 4-month-olds with experimental RNA shots because, well, it's science, guys. You have to trust this.
And the parents, here, I'm going to sacrifice my child to Moloch. Please inject them. Govern me harder, baby. Freaking idiots.
It's nuts. It's nuts. And then you got this fear porn. They constantly keep this. Somebody sent me this link, this article. I guess this was on Apple News. I read it this morning and I just started laughing. I mean, it gave me a good chuckle in the morning. Here's the article. It says, as the Omicron surge starts to recede in the U.S., scientists have their eye on another variant spreading rapidly. It's called Omicron BA2. This week, scientists have detected it in California, Texas, and Washington. Scientists expect it to spread in the country very rapidly, and it's contagious, if not more contagious than the first Omicron. It could be that BA2 does have a small advantage, is that it might not be as transmissible if we continue to stop it with the vaccines.
What?
Okay. Now, we got Omicron 2.0. Oh, we updated our Windows, Microsoft 7 now. We got a second one out now. As I've told people, and you and I said this very succinctly at the very beginning of this, once we started to realize what was going on, once we saw people recover, once we saw the natural supplements we were doing, once they said you couldn't talk about anything, I told everybody, I said, this isn't going to stop. They're going to come up with a new variant, a new experiment, a new test, a new talking point every single month or two to continue to push the fear porn to keep people absolutely terrified. Terrified, like that video we saw the other day of those two Karens wearing masks in the elevator with a black man that's not wearing an elevator. And he's sitting in the elevator, not wearing a mask. They walk in with masks on and absolutely unload on him, actually start hitting him and screaming Black Lives Matter and cussing at him while he's in the elevator because they walked in with masks on and he wasn't wearing masks. They looked like completely and totally psychotic lunatics that needed to be put in a psych ward. You literally could not have a better poster child for psych ward patients in that elevator. And yet that is what the mainstream media has done to a huge portion of the populace because they will not turn the stinking TV off, go outside, get some sun, get some fresh air, stock up on essential vitamins, and live life like we were designed to because they have now found this new sense of purpose because their lives were so pitiful beforehand. They now have this sense of COVID protector where they want to run around and police the entire world because they think it's their job and they have nothing else to do with their pathetic life. But did you see that video?
You know, I didn't see that particular video. I've seen enough of these moronic Karens and Karen men, you know, but
see if Eric can pull it up. And it was so bizarre.
Idea for the title or just idiots? Would that cover it?
No, I know Rand Paul made a comment on it the other day because they asked Rand Paul what to do about it. And he jokingly said, well, I would recommend you keep bear mace on you if you run into people like this. And then he said, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm just kidding.
You know, By us pushing back on this, are we playing into the hands of the globalists? I wrestle with myself on this. As far as I'm concerned, okay, if you approach me and start giving me crap about a mask, okay, I'm going to put you down as to the best of my ability. Maybe I won't. I mean, maybe I can't, but I'm gonna do my best to put you down. Okay, so there's that, but. This civil war stuff, or are we kind of playing into the hands of the enemy? I kind of think about that, but I don't care because I don't want some of these morons next to me fighting anyway. But
yeah, I mean, there's obviously an extent to where they're going to try to use our defensive tactics against us and reverse and try to make us appear as the bad guys. The good thing about it in the United States still, in most states, there are very clear-cut battery guidelines as far as in law, battery and assault on an individual. And if you come up to an individual unprovoked and you start hitting them and slapping them and pushing them and trying to take their phone from them, there really is no legal justification for that type of behavior unprovoked at all. That constitutes battery once you put your hands on another individual. And in pretty much every single state, other than a few really, really horrific states that nobody wants to live in, like California and New York, that pretty much is a defensible request. I mean, there is no justification not to defend yourself if somebody starts doing something to you like that. So again, what I have told people is be very, very awake and vigilant. If you're out in public, and especially if you're carrying a firearm, that's the big thing. Because a lot of my friends and a lot of people I know have concealed carry permits. If you're out in the real world and you're carrying a firearm on a daily basis, which I do and numerous other people do, you're held to a higher level of accountability and you really need to de-escalate situations the best you can. The thing that I've seen now with some of these mass Karens, most of them don't get that aggressive as they did in that video because they're too terrified to basically go up against somebody. They just like to run their mouth and walk off. Now, again, you start seeing some of these complete total lunatics like these individuals. Well, obviously, you can never use deadly force in that situation because it wouldn't be justified just because somebody slaps you. But on the other hand, too, you can slap them back. And I'm not saying it's justified hitting a woman, but I've always been on the notion a long time ago, if you want to start punching and hitting me like a grown adult and a grown man, you're going to get hit back like a grown man. I've never been one of these coward boys that's going to sit there and say, well, it doesn't matter if she's beating me in the face and she takes a hammer to me and starts baseball batting me. Well, she's a girl. I can't do anything about it. I can't stand up for myself. Quite frankly, if a female wants to act that belligerent and that violent, then there really is no other option other than defending yourself. And that doesn't mean you need to use excessive force or go out of control or lose your temper under any circumstances, but it also doesn't mean you have to take a beating and allow people to literally slap you in the face like these girls did in this elevator. So, I mean, yeah, it's time people start standing up and being very vocal. Too many people have gotten scared. I saw an article from students at Yale University that now have said Yale University has turned into a Stasi-like surveillance state. They said the litany of restrictions and rules as the system in the university is implemented now has turned the campus into a surveillance state policed by Stasi-like students. The Washington Free Beacon reports that complaints are being registered anonymously now. You can take photos and upload them and anonymously turn people in on campus for not wearing masks or indulging in handshakes, hugs, and high fives. One student did an interview who was in the library in the back corner watching a movie by himself and took his mask off because obviously he's by himself. An individual peeked around the corner, recorded him. He didn't know it. Turned him into the university's anonymous hotline. He got a notification, a warning that said, dear so-and-so, you have failed to meet the commitment you agreed in the Yale community impact. The official will review the matter and decide whether this conduct poses a risk to the health and safety of other community members. He then got another warning stating you should continue to engage in behavior. Should you continue to engage in behavior that violates the Yale Community Compact, you'll be placed on public health warning and will face serious outcomes, including the removal of permission to be on campus. One other student told reporters that most are against the restrictions, but has become a silent majority in fear of enduring shame and administrative consequences. The report also notes that students are finding themselves in crosshairs for posting unmasked photos on social media. They're literally flagging people and turning people in for posting photos on Facebook for being out and about in public if they don't have a mask on. Several other schools have threatened to completely cut off basic services, including internet access for students, if they do not fully comply with all COVID restrictions on campus. As they've reported, colleges are being used as a testing ground for technology to enforce draconian distancing, mask, and lockdown measures right alongside the Chinese social credit score. Universities have also threatened to suspend students who dare to leave predetermined bubble areas around campus or visit non-approved businesses without permission. The universities now, as we're starting to see, especially the really liberal ones, are literally turning to testing grounds because, you know, they're their kind of own little subculture in university. If you've ever gone to a college university, they're like their own little area. You know, you got the teachers and you got the faculty and you got the students, and they're like their own little community. And so what appears to be the giant banker boys that are running the scenes and running the presidency and running the government and running all these alphabet agencies, they have now decided the easiest way is to start working alongside the Chinese Communist Party draconian laws by using what is pretty much social mandates and social credit scores in the university system to literally go in, police, monitor, and surveil every single thing you can and turn the students into Stasi-like police, just like we saw in East Germany, where people, I think they said, what, one out of three people in Stasi Germany at the height of it was basically an informant snitching on family and friends and taking photos and recording stuff all the time. That's exactly what's happening in the university now. And here's the problem with this, Doug. Majority of these kids are going to become accustomed to this. Now, it's probably not going to go on forever in the university status. A lot of this stuff's probably going to start dropping off in the next 6 to 12 months because there's so much backlash. But what's going to happen is you're going to have students that have grown accustomed to it. They've been desensitized to it, and a lot of these students are going to enjoy it. They found their newfound power of going around and snitching on people. This is the next generation that we're going to see. And how long before we start seeing this generation be told, hey, listen, this individual basically owns a firearm. If you see them do anything out in public, you need to record what they're doing and send it in anonymously so we can monitor what they're doing. Oh, this individual was driving. He was speeding over. He was going over the speed limit. You need to make sure that all their information is recorded, their tag number is recorded. And you need to turn them in. That's literally where they're going with this. So you're going to have the community literally be the Stasi-like police state that follows everybody around and records everything you do and turns you in. And you have your restrictions placed on you or your mandates put on you, or you have your privileges that you have will be taken away from you because you haven't done what you're supposed to do. Exactly what they're doing in China right now. They have been doing for years because we warned about it. I said the social credit score will become the United States, and you can see now how it's getting the blueprint laid into place and they're figuring out how to implement it, Doug.
Digital ID is coming, ability to bank, your ability to shop. And, you know, again, I lay this at the feet of the globalist cabal. And people say, well, who the globalist? For crying out loud. Okay, do your homework. You know who they are. And these, as you mentioned, the Stasi-like people, not to mention the mentally ill people like these. This is the video you mentioned. It's 32 seconds. This is an abbreviated version, I believe, or 36 seconds. Here it is, folks. Oh, watch it and weep.
Get out.
Get out.
Stop.
Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out.
What's wrong
with
you?
Don't touch me.
Don't you have to.
Don't touch me.
Get out.
Don't touch me.
Get out. Oh, did you just hit me? Did you just hit me?
You just hit me.
You just hit me? You too?
Black lives matter.
Yo, this is racist. Wow.
Black lives matter.
Black lives matter.
Stop.
Stop recording me. I don't know you. Yo, you need to stop.
Get
out. No, I'm not getting out. I was here.
Yes, you are.
Get out.
Yeah. That's the level of insanity that we've now started to see the general populace stoop down to. He was on the elevator first, by the way. He was on the elevator. They stepped in and the door shut, and then they suddenly realized he was an unmasked peasant. How dare he be on an elevator without a mask on? They literally came unglued on it. And you can see the look of psychoticness on their face. The one girl pulls her mask down to yell at him and then pulls it back up with her eyes, the biggest saucer, screaming and yelling at him. And I'm like,
man, there's a whole lot of crazy right there.
A whole lot of crazy.
Yeah. And you know, those eyes. Okay. I'm sure you've dated one or two. You know, the eyes. Okay. The eyes. Know, 50 years ago for me, you know, the eyes, they don't change.
No. When you start seeing people act like that, like I said, the best thing to do is just get away from it. But I don't blame him. He's on an elevator. They got on after him. All of a sudden, they're trying to kick him off. And then they start yelling Black Lives Matter at him. And he's black. That was the ironic part about it. And I was like, wait, where are they going with this? I'm missing the punchline on this whole story right here. But yet, this is what we've run down into. And so it's exactly what I just mentioned with what's going on, say, at Yale University and these other universities. You have these people that are walking around now, and they literally think that they are somehow this police enforcement agency that has to go around and tell everybody what to do. And so that's why it's really, really, really important that everybody continues to get the truth out there, forward these shows, get the news out there, get the real news, because they're going to continue to keep pushing the information.
Yeah, I want to share this with you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I got to tell this story real quick. So my debit card stopped working, and I don't like to use my debit card. I like to use cash, okay? Because. So anyway, I had to go to the bank. I had to go into the bank, okay, to talk to the person to get that unscrewed, okay? So I did that, and I was sitting there, and a guy, and honest goodness truth, guy comes in and he's got this black, it's cold up here, okay? Not like where you're at, okay? It's 5 degrees flipping outside, okay? I got snow up to here. Anyway, so I'm sitting at this desk where the entire lobby can be seen in an area of town where there's not a lot of traffic. So this guy comes in, he's got a parka on, a parka with a hood on, but he's got this, seriously, this black mask that goes around, I mean, from the back to the front. It almost looked like he pulled a turtleneck up, okay? So I'm sitting there, and he walks in and, you know, looks around and walks to the teller. So I'm sitting there with this assistant branch manager. I said, do me a favor. I said, would you look at that guy? And so she looks at him. I said, now, if this would be the winter of 2018, think about this. If this was 2018 right now, would you allow that, or would you be looking at watching that guy and saying, wait a minute, is this guy here to rob us? You know, would you be calling security? And here it is, what, 3 years later? And that's the rule, not the exception. What's, I mean, and she said, you know, You're right. And I was thinking about that. How easy, you know, and the conversation went from there. Very, very, very based teller or assistant manager. In other words, very, very well-versed in how things are. But it's just, it blows my mind. So I'm sorry. But yes, universities, their own little ecosystems. Go ahead.
No, I've had this conversation repeatedly. I even had a conversation with my bank manager about the same thing. When a lot of what was going on, I said, because they were arguing about wearing a mask repeatedly, and one of the tellers was like, oh, you need to wear a mask. I'm like, I'm not wearing a mask. I said, what am I going to do? Do we pull my shirt up in front of my face? I said, well, this is stupid. I said, this whole thing's stupid. I said, think about a point in time in history where you ask somebody to put a mask on in a bank. I said, last time I checked, law enforcement told me that is illegal. You're not allowed to walk into a banking institution with a face covering on. Especially if you carry a firearm. Well, you're not supposed to carry a firearm before walking into a bank, but my Second Amendment trumps their feelings, so I don't really care. But second on that, though, I've constantly seen that before because that was a huge debate we had in Florida where we have basically the right to carry and we have concealed carry permits down here and we all carry, but yet it blatantly says in the guidelines with that on a statute, you are not allowed to carry a concealed weapon and put a face covering on. For obvious reasons, because you probably aren't up to any good if you want to put a giant mask on your face and carry a gun. Any other point in time in history, that would have been deemed illegal, and you probably would have gotten arrested for it. And so what happened was a lot of us, people would say stuff like, I can't put a mask on. Why? Because I'm carrying a firearm right now. You would? You ask me why I can't put a mask on. I said, I can't put a mask on. You're asking me to break the law. I said, I can't break the law. You can't force me to break the law. So then the agriculture department came in and basically tried to amend it and say, well, if you're wearing it for medical reasons or for protection from COVID, then it's okay to wear a mask while you're carrying a firearm. And I'm like, so anybody now could just put a mask on and say, I'm wearing it for COVID. Don't worry about me walking to the building with a firearm because I'm here to rob you, but I pretend it's for COVID. The thing is so stupid. And then what's interesting about it is now the more and more we're seeing this push to control misinformation, is what they say, or slow the spread. We saw the U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, that steaming pile of feces that he is. He got on NBC the other day, and he's talking about how people like Joe Rogan and anybody that has podcasts, they all need to be censored for spreading misinformation. And what was so funny about it, he said, we have the best science available. We have the best public health expertise available. But it doesn't help if people can't get true information. And then he went on to say right here, this is the funny part. He said, companies and individuals are recognizing the only way we get past this information is if we are careful about what we say and use the power we have to limit the spread of misinformation. Now, I have heard this phrase. That's why I'm bringing this up. Limit the spread of misinformation. Now, obviously, anybody that is awake knows exactly what that term means. That means full-blown censorship of any opposition that does not go along with the narrative. That's exactly what that means to a T. So what they say is, though, they put it in a real nice, pretty bow. They say, we need to slow the spread of misinformation, meaning we need to censor what everybody says because we don't like what they're saying. Not that if you don't like what somebody says, you don't have to listen to them. Not that if somebody has a differing opinion, it's perfectly fine. Everybody has a right to their opinion. Not the First Amendment entails that we have the right to freedom of speech, that you can pretty much say anything you want, except, you know, making death threats or basically something like that towards people, obviously. But for the most part, you have the right to say whatever you want. Yet none of that. We need to slow the spread of misinformation. And I've heard this term now used probably a dozen times in mainstream media, and it's been very clear now what the goal of it is. It's a really, really softball approach as far as terminology to put a giant mask on a big, ugly monster and make it sound pretty that we need to slow the spread of misinformation. So here's what I'm letting everybody know. Anytime you hear a public individual, a political figure, mainstream media, ever use that term or variation of term, slow the spread of misinformation, that means you need to absolutely distrust every single thing they say to you in the future because they are working to control the narrative and to change your mind and change the way you perceive things. And that is the only thing they are doing at that point. It is a full-blown MKUltra mind control tactic they're trying to whip up on the American populace. And I wanted to bring that up because I have heard that and I keep hearing, slow the spread of misinformation. Not slow the spread of anything. They want to stop any and all discussions that do not want to go along with the narrative. full censorship. Last time I checked, Doug, there was an asterisk at the bottom of the First Amendment that said, well, the First Amendment, you know, it allows freedom of speech, but it doesn't allow misinformation. If there is misinformation, then that right has to slow the spread. Yeah, that's the only way we can do it. No, that's complete and total lie. It's not factual under any circumstances whatsoever. And it's used to control the narrative, just like they've done in every single country that goes full-blown authoritarian. They stop people from being able to talk. They did this in Nazi Germany. They've done it in Russia. They've done it in China. They've done it everywhere. They did it in Australia years ago. They started telling people what they could and couldn't say and restricted what people could and couldn't write up. Like I've said many a times, when the billboard came out from the anti-vax group and they said, do you know what's in your vaccine? Question mark. All it was on the billboard. Only thing, just one question. And they called it rubbish. Prime Minister had it down in 3 days, said we will not allow that type of rubbish to be promoted in our community. Why? Because you asked a question? As I've said repeatedly again, Doug, I respect authority. But when my respect for authority stops, is when that authority expects blind compliance and will not address a question, will not allow any opposition, will not rebuttal anything somebody says to them, and refuses to allow people to even look at a different option. Tells you, you have to follow it, you have to do it, you listen to what I say, do not question anything I say because I will not answer. That is not authority. That is tyranny. People need to understand that, because I've heard too many people that start trying to thump the Bible and pretend Romans is being used. Oh, well, you know, Romans 13 says we have to respect authority that God placed over us. How do we know God placed them over us if they're working for the devil? There's a whole lot of people right now that are not doing anything positive. They are not an authority figure under my personal opinion whatsoever, nor will I follow them. And they are not placed there by God. Remember, Lucifer is basically the god of this world that he's running right now. He's the one who's pulling the strings behind the back. So I get so sick of Christians when they just want to go, well, the government said you have to take the shot, so you need to take the shot. Really? What happened to your body as a temple and to treat it accordingly? Do you really want to start putting RNA gene therapy that changes your entire genetic makeup in your body and causes you to produce spike proteins until perpetuity? That's safe? That's because you want to follow Romans 13? Do your own research and question the narrative. And if the narrative and the truth does not go along with biblical, basically, teaching, it's not authority and it's not from God and it's not something you need to follow. People really have to start looking at that, Doug, and addressing it. So I've seen way too many Christians that just blindly obedient to anything they're told, which is embarrassing in my opinion, Doug.
You know, yeah, 100%, because speaking of this, all right, Christians, listen to me. They are attempting to shut this platform down. They are attempting to shut down the Ted and Austin Brower Show. Christians are. As a matter of fact, Wisconsin Christian News, okay, right here. You see this right here? This is an article I did for Wisconsin Christian News. Do you know that there's a group of Christians, it's not a coalesced group, but a group of Christians who are trying to get me not to write anymore for Wisconsin Christian News, to get this paper shut down, and to get everything that's in here taken, just expunged completely. All right, that's what's happening today. Every single day, I get either an email or some sort of notification that our show or my writings are under certain review for sponsors, for whatever. Okay, so which is why I got like two, okay, in Health Masters. So here's the deal, folks. Do me a favor, because we're at the end of the program. Go to Health Masters, healthmasters.com. Load up on Purple Sticks. Load up on all of the essential nutritional supplements, because they're the best on the planet. You can't get them. You can't get any better anywhere else. Use Doug 5 where appropriate for the non-saleable items. Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 5, as a coupon code. Go to Health Masters. Please support Health Masters. Understand, they are under fire. And they may not be here a year from now, 6 months from now, based on the current environment. Unless, of course, we fight back. Austin, did I do okay with that?
Oh, absolutely. You're spot on, Doug. I've encouraged everybody. It's time that people start supporting the companies that basically are supporting freedom and supporting truth, like yours, like ours. I have gotten so sick of seeing Christians running out and going and buying Starbucks coffee, but then going to an anti-abortion rally or pro-life rally. And just, and the list goes on. I can give you 50 different analogies. The same thing we've seen now with Walmart and all these other companies. Support local, even if it's online, support companies that are standing up for truth and respecting your freedom, Doug.
Amen, brother. And Austin, as always, I so appreciate you, your dad, your family, and Health Masters. The best on the planet, healthmasters.com. Austin, you're the man. God bless you, my friend. We're out of time.
Thanks.
Have a good night. Folks, that'll do it. Don't forget, Hagman Fundraiser. Go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link to the fundraiser, and you'll see 6 hours. It's a mini conference. It's unbelievable. The information is beyond belief. Doug Hagman signing off. Good night.